For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News from the Associated Press. Federal judges are jeopardizing national security by issuing rulings contradictory to President Bush's decisions on America's obligations under international treaties. In his first remarks since his resignation was announced Tuesday, Attorney General John Ashcroft denounced what he called a profoundly disturbing trend among some judges to interfere in the president's constitutional authority to make decisions during war. John Ashcroft said, quote, "The danger I see here is that intrusive judicial oversight and second-guessing of presidential determinations in these critical areas can put at risk the very security of our nation in a time of war," end quote. The very same mindset has been in place in regards to the drug war for nearly 90 years. Those possessing chemical weapons like cocaine and heroin have their rights taken away in order to better protect the nation. And because the drug war has been so successful, in that drugs are now cheaper, purer, and more freely available than ever before, we should give the administration some slack. Well, they didn't give Anthony Papa any slack when they sentenced him to 15 years to life for having 4.5 ounces of cocaine. And he'll be our guest this week on the Cultural Baggage Show. This is Anthony Papa.
Really didn't know what I was going to do with myself. I went into this very dangerous environment of imprisonment and really discovered myself when I found out I was an artist. That helped me transcend the negativity of imprisonment, helped me find meaning in my life. I discovered my talent as an artist through another individual who was a prisoner who taught me how to paint. And from there I started painting to, you know, transcend the negativity and to survive in prison. And in 1988, 3 years into my 15-to-life sentence, picked up a mirror, looked in the mirror, saw an individual who was going to spend the most productive years of his life in the cage, and then picked up a canvas and painted this painting called 15 to Life, self-portrait. 7 years later, I wound up at the Whitney Museum of American Art while I was in prison, and I got a lot of public sympathy for my case, which led the governor of New York State, George Pataki, to grant me clemency in 1997. So I actually painted my way out of prison.
Anthony's also releasing his great new book, 15 Years to Life. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.